in Indonesia.
Speech usually has a black or white sound, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one. You can find it at a pink beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. The beach is hidden behind a hill, but it's so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from corals, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas or White Rose. The song Mawar Bodas was composed by Uko Hendarto. The lyrics tell the story of someone who goes to another village to meet his beloved girl as a Mawar Bodas, which means white rose. The white rose symbolizes his dream. Although he walked far and hit by rain and lightning, he doesn't care as long as he can meet his beloved one. Then his struggle gets nothing because his beloved one already has another lover. Well, listener, here is the song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas by Betty Kurnia. Happy listening.
Do you know that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia? During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang Incian the West Java is the oldest pyramid structure.
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Maudy Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudy Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudy Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota, or Poem of the City, on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudy collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, the song was actually first written by Maudy on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudy Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Have a listening.
Yeah. listener. Here's Foy talk in a moment. We will talk about building global bridges through Ramadan with Sutiono, Indonesian Ambassador to Slovakia, and Edi Wardoyo, Indonesian Consul General in Mumbai. Our host, the old panel from Voice of Indonesia, will guide the discussion. Don't miss it and watch live on streaming and YouTube of Voice Indonesia.
hadapanku dengan beratnya kenyataan. Memohon sang waktu untuk berhenti menggila jiwa. Semua rencana hanya berpegang pada percaya, dan akhirnya tiada yang kan mampu.
Tabuk is a religious tradition in West Sumatra. Tabuk aims to welcome the Muharram, the first month of Islamic calendar. The locals will parade the tabuk, a colorful and towering funeral bier made of rattan and bamboo. Tabuk is also commemorates the passing of Prophet Muhammad's grandchildren Hassan and Hussein. This tradition is an acculturation between the people of Tamil and Minang.
Kita telah bersama.
Here's Newsline. The Ministry of Village and Development of Disadvantaged Regions is collaborating with the National Narcotic Agency, or BNN, to create drug-free village. Susantoso emphasized his commitment to protecting and saving village communities, especially the younger generations, from drug abuse. By working with this agency, efforts to prevent and eradicate drug abuse in village can be carried out in integrated, effective, and targeted manner. The Southwest Papua Provincial Government will soon establish a task force comprising provincial, district, and city governments, as well as military and police units in an effort to optimize the Free Nutritious Meal, or MBG, program. Southwest Papua Governor Elisa Kambu elaborated here on Monday that the formation of this task force is crucial to ensure that this national program can be implemented in 6 districts and cities. That was Newsline.
Tak berhenti.